以弗所书第五章十五、十六、十七三节。
Ephesians 5:15-17。
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil.
不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
我想再翻到诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
这一节我们是非常熟悉的，刚刚弟兄祷告的时候也提到这一节。
I think we know this verse very well. Even our brother, when he prayed just now, he quoted this one.
诗篇九十篇第十二节
,verse 12,
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我想这是摩西的一个祷告。
This is Moses' prayer.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
That the Lord would teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
好，请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你再把新的年日赐给我们。
Lord, we thank you that you have given us new days this year.
主，真像诗歌所说的，又是一个新年的开头。
Just as hymn says, it's the dawning of the new year.
也是一年的新的开始的蒙恩典蒙怜悯。
And this is a starting point that we will receive your grace and mercy.
也因为我们把新的一年更多是为了你而活着。
May we also live for you for this new year.
因此求主赐恩给我们。
O Lord, be gracious to us.
好叫我们里面常常有一个祷告。
So that we often have this prayer in our heart.
求你叫我们数算自己的日子。
That we would number our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
And we would gain this heart of wisdom.
叫我们知道如何在地上生活。
So that we would know how to lead our lives on earth.
讨你的欢喜。
To please you.
因此我们求你下午这点时间再施恩怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, during this period of time, we pray that you will be again gracious and merciful to us.
再借着你的话指引我们该走的道路。
And through your word, you will point out the way we should walk in.
叫我们在新的年日里面知道如何生活在你面前。
So that we know how to live before you during this new year.
你将听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名字。
In the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
我想这实在是一个新的一个年日开始。
I suppose today is the new beginning of a new year.
我想在我们内心深处常常会感觉说时间实在过得非常快。
Now in the depths of our heart, we often feel that time really flies.
一年又过去了。
Now one year just passed.
一个新的一年又开始了。
And here is the beginning of a new year.
我想我们中国人有一句话说形容时间的快速嘛，是说光阴似箭如飞而去。
Chinese have a proverb to describe how fast the time has been passing by. It says that the time is flying just as arrows.
我想我们从小对这句话都非常熟悉。
We're so familiar with this saying.
我想圣经里面也有许多地方用许多话来形容时间快速的过去。
Now in the Bible, it also has many verses to describe how fast the time has been passing.
耶伯记那里，在耶伯记里面告诉我们说，我们日子比说更快。
Now, in the Job, it says our time passes by so fast.
我们日子比那个跑信的人更快。
As the time runs faster than the messengers.
急速的过去。
It passes by so speedily.
我们知道古代那些通风报信的人，他们报信息的时候是像十万火急的。
Now those messengers in old times, when they try to bring a message, they run as though that the fire is catching up on them.
让快马加鞭的把他所要带给信息呢传递到各个地方去。
They run as fast as possible as though they're riding on speedy horses in order to proclaim the message.
圣经也形容说我们日子像那快船。
and just like the swift boat.
又像那个急速落下抓鹰，哎，抓食物的那个老鹰。
Or just like an eagle who swoops down to catch the prey.
哇，这些都是形容到我们在地上的日子是何等快速就这样过去了。
They all come to describe how fast the time has been passing by.
不仅它快速，也显出它非常短暂。
Not only time passes fast, but also our time of the life is very short.
我想一样东西很快的经过，那表明说它在我们面前停留时间是非常短的，一下就过去了。
Now when a thing passes by quickly before us, that tells us that the time for it to stop is so short.
所以诗篇九十篇也告诉我们说，我们如生长的草，早成花芽。
So Psalm 90 tells us we're just like grass flourishing in the morning.
晚上割下它就枯干了。
And in the evening, we're cut down and we wither away.
我们的生命又好像那个云雾一样，出现少时呢就不见了。
Our life is just like a vapor which appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
不仅快，不仅非常短暂。
Not only is fast, it's short.
像云雾好像不容易抓得住。
But it's also like vapor. You cannot get hold of it.
像影儿好像那么不实在。
Like shadow is so unreal.
所以传道书告诉我们说，好像我们在日光之下都是捕风捉影。
So in the Ecclesiastes, it tells us that all life is just like chasing after wind.
因为所以为什么人里面常觉虚空？因为好像什么都抓不到。
Why is it we feel often empty in our hearts? Because we cannot get hold of the things.
我想这一切的感觉，这些表现都是说明人犯罪堕落的一个结果。
Now all these feelings, all these expressions come to tell us that this is the result of after man fell.
但是感谢神，当我们蒙恩得救以后。
But we thank the Lord.Afterward, we are saved by grace.
我们不仅我们罪得到主的赦免。
Not only our sins are forgiven by the Lord.
我们并且得到那个永远的生命。
But we have also received eternal life.
这个生命是要存到永远的。
And this life will exist to eternity.
这个生命不是一个短暂的生命。
It's not a short life.
这个生命是个真实的生命。
This is a real life.
不是一个云像云雾，不是像虚空飘渺的东西。
It's not something floating.In the mid-air.
这个生命是一个真实，叫我们里面有满足，让叫我们可以抓得住的一个生命。
This is a real life which you can actually get a hold on.
是这个生命是叫我们里面有确定、非常有把握的一种生命。
Now this life gives us this assurance.
虽然罗马书第八章告诉我们说
，So just as Romans 8 tells us,
他说受造之物都是浮在虚空底下。
All the creation are in the bondage of vanity.
甚至连我们这些出熟果实也是在虚空底下，心中常有叹息。
Even we who have the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, also we groan within ourselves.
我们不能免去心中许多劳苦，许多叹息。
We can't get rid of all this groaning, all this grieving in our hearts.
但是我们感谢神，圣经告诉我们说，在这个叹息里面，我们是有指望的。
But the Bible tells us that even in this groaning, we still have hope.
在这个叹息里面，我们是在等候那个得着儿子的名分。
There we are waiting to receive the sonship.
叫我们身体得属。
So that our bodies will be redeemed.
我们要进到荣耀里面。
And we will enter into glory.
所以虽然今天我们是在那个虚空瑕疵底下，咱们心中也有一些叹息。
So today, even though we are in the bondage of corruption, and we have groaning inside, sighing within us.
但是因着我们得到这个生命是一个真实的，所以叫我们在地上仍然能够过一个有盼望的一个生活。
But because we have received this real life, we still have hope, even though we live in this vain world.
所以这种生活是怎样一种生活呢？
And what kind of life is this?
我想就着保罗在以弗所书告诉我们。
Now, according to Ephesians, as Apostle Paul tells us,
我们在过这个地上生活的时候，我们要像一个有智慧的人。
We should walk as a wise man.
什么是智慧人？
And what is a wise man?
从圣经让我们看见圣经所讲的智慧不是这个世上的智慧。
Now the wisdom in the Bible is not the wisdom of this world.
我想智慧的反面就是一个愚昧人。
The opposite of wisdom is foolishness.
诗篇十四篇第一节告诉我们。
In Psalm 14:1,
那些心里说、心里、心里、心的里面说没有神的人，那些人是一些愚昧的。
Those who say in their heart there is no God are fools.
现在地上有许许多的人，他们自以为他们有聪明、有智慧。
So many people in this world, they feel they have wisdom and intelligence.
但他们却不相信神，不相信主。
But they do not believe in God, they do not believe in the Lord.
这样的人在神眼光当中都是一些愚昧人。
Now all these people in God's eyes are fools.
因为他们自以为聪明。
Because they think they are wise.
他们把基督十字架的道理当作一些愚拙的道理。
They think the way of the cross is the, is a doctrine of foolishness.
一种不可相信的一些的道理。
A kind of doctrine that's not worth believing in.
但是我们感谢神，基督的十字架道理对我们信的人是神的智慧。
But we thank the Lord that the message of the cross to us who believe is the wisdom of God.
是神的能力。
It's God's power.
所以当有一天我们信了耶稣以后，主耶稣基督的生命进到我们里面来。
So one day after we believe in Jesus and the Lord Jesus' life has come into us.
他的智慧就成我们智慧。
Then His wisdom has now become ours.
所以哥林多前书第一章最末了一节他说基督成为我们里面的智慧。
So at the end of the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, it says, Jesus Christ has now become our wisdom.
所以什么是智慧人呢？
So what is a wise man?
智慧人就是一个相信神的人。
A wise man is a person who believes in God.
智慧人乃是一个接受主耶稣基督成为他救主的人，神看他是一个智慧人。
Now he is the one who has received Jesus Christ as his Savior, and now God sees him as a wise man.
智慧人也是一个敬畏神的一个人。
He is also a man who fears God.
因为箴言书告诉我们说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
Because in Proverbs tells us that fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以保罗告诉我们说
So Paul tells us,
我们这些人应该是一个智慧人。
All of us should be wise men.
因为有主耶稣基督成我们生命，成我们里面的智慧。
Because the Lord Jesus has become our life and he has become our wisdom.
所以当我们蒙恩得救以后，我们在地上过生活，我们行事为人应该像一个智慧人。
So after we're saved by grace, as we walk into this world, we should act as a wise man.
就不要像一个愚昧人。
Do not be unwise.
就是说我们不要再像从前那种还没有信主之前那种生活方式。
Do not act as a fool as those who did not believe in the Lord yet.
我们生活行事应该是像一个有智慧的人。
We should walk as a wise person.
我想有时候因着我们生活表现有些不太好的一个情形。
A lot of time because many of our examples in our behavior are not that good.
所以有人就对我们说你真不像一个基督徒。
So people would tell us that you're not a Christian at all.
我们是一个基督徒。
We are Christians.
但是我们表现出来的时候呢，人说你不像一个基督徒。
But what we show forth would make people say you're not like a Christian.
所以保罗说你们要行事为人像那个有智慧的人。
So Paul says that you should walk as a wise man.
就是说你们生活应该有一种不同的一个方式，一种不同内容。
The model, the context of your life should be different.
虽然在神眼光当中，我们都是一个智慧人，因为我们是认识那独一的真神主耶稣基督。
Now, although in God's eyes we are all wise men because we have come to know the true living God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是常常我们生活表现出来却不像一个真正有智慧的人。
But in our life, we often do not act that we are people with wisdom.
好像生活又像从前没有信主之前那种情形。
We often act like those who never believed in the Lord Jesus.
那一种情形就像一个愚昧人的一个表现。
We act as fools.
所以今天我想在新的年日里面，我们是需要求神再次把这个智慧来赐给我们。
So in this new beginning of this new year, we would like to ask the Lord to give us this heart of wisdom.
我想这个智慧呢是从上头来的一个智慧。
And this wisdom is from above.
为什么我们要行事为人要像一个智慧人呢？
Now why is that we should walk as a wise person?
因为我们今天所处的世代是一个邪恶的一个世代。
Because today we live in a very evil time.
我们所处的环境是一个败坏的一个环境。
And the circumstance is so corrupt.
我们知道当亚当犯罪的时候，
After Adam sinned,
好像他为撒旦开一道门。
He just opened wide open a way for Satan.
就罪，撒旦就借了这样的罪行呢，就进到这个世界里面。
So through this act, Satan entered into the world.
就圣经告诉我们说整个世界落在那恶者的手下。
Therefore, the whole world now lays way under the hands of the devil.
人成为一个罪的奴隶。
and we become slaves of sin.
而整个世代成为不敬虔的世代。
The whole generation has become ungodly.
所以我们今天基督徒所属这个世代是一个不敬虔，是一个邪恶的一个世代。
So we now live in an ungodly and an evil society.
因为今天周围环境有许多事物要影响我们在地上过一个智慧人的生活。
So many circumstances around us trying to impact us so we do not lead a godly life.
影响我们不能够过一个敬虔的生活。
They want to impact us so that we do not lead a godly life.
所以我们处在这个邪恶时代里面，我们实在需要神那个智慧能够分辨这个世界的本质。
Now, so in this evil society, we need the heart, the wisdom from God so we can discern the very essence of this world.
我们知道主耶稣曾经有一次对那些撒都盖人、怀善人说，
Now once Jesus said to Sadducees and Pharisees,
这些人实在是有一种的智慧。
Yeah, Sadducees and Pharisees, they did have certain wisdom.
因为他们能够看天气候的一种现象。
Because they could read the signs of the days.
他们就能够分辨今天到底是要下雨还是要是晴天。
So they could tell whether today is a good day or a shining day or a rainy day.
这些人好像对世界上有一些现象他们能够有一个分辨的能力。
They do have this ability to discern certain signs of the days.
但是主耶稣说在这个世代所行的神迹他们却没有这个分辨的能力。
But they do not, according to Jesus, have the ability to discern the very miracle being performed.
他们对属灵事情他们没有个分辨的能力。
They do not have this discretion for any spiritual matters.
我想今天地上也有许许多多人他们真是有聪明有智慧。
Now in this world, there are so many people who are highly intelligent.
他们对世界上发生许多事情好像他们也有一些分辨的能力。
They have this discerning ability to tell all the things happening in this world.
他们看见事情的发生，他们可能有一些判断能力，知道说会再发生什么事情。
And they do have the ability to judge according what has already happened in reference to what's coming.
但是他没有看见这个世界上所发生一切事情它背后还有更重要一个属灵意义存在。
But they cannot tell that all the things behind this thing that's been happening, there is some spiritual meaning to all this.
主耶稣曾经对他门徒说，
And the Lord Jesus says to his disciples,
他说当主降临的时候在这个世界末了的时候地上要发生许许多的事情。
When the Lord comes again at the end of the time, there are many signs happening on this world.
有许多兆头要出现。
Many signs will appear.
当门徒们看见这些兆头的时候就是知道主来日子近了。
So when disciples see all these signs, they know that that the Lord's coming is at hand.
主说在那个日子里面有许多战争。
And the Lord said there will be many wars.
有饥荒有地震。
Famines, earthquakes,
我们知道这些事情自古到现在一直都在发生的。
We know all these things have been happening from of old.
那我们怎么知道最近的时代所发生的那些饥荒、地震、这些灾难、战争，它背后有更深的一个属灵意义？
But how could we know that there are more deeper spiritual meaning to all the things that have been happening recently?
我想这些就是需要有主给我们的智慧。
Then we need the wisdom that comes from the Lord.
我们怎么知道从前所发生的饥荒地震跟今天所发生的饥荒地震有什么不同？
How can we tell the difference of the earthquakes, famines which happened before from those happening today?
那个差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
我想这些只有那些认识神的人，有神的智慧的人，他们才能够分辨出来。
Now, only those who know God and who have the wisdom from God could will be able to differentiate.
因为那是一个兆头。
Because these are signs.
那是一个指标。
And those are indicators.
让我们看见这一切发生背后是有更深的意义在。
So that we could see there is a deeper spiritual meaning to all these happenings.
感谢神，就着神的眼光来说，我们这些蒙恩的人都是一个智慧人。
We thank God that from in God's eyes that all of us who are saved by grace are wise people.
我们不仅是我们是一个智慧人，但是我们表现出来还要像一个智慧人。
So not only we are wise people now, and we should also act wisely.
从保罗在以弗所书这一段话里面，我想在这个新的年日里面，我们来看，我们来一同来学习。
So that's consider together, that's learn together, according to the passage in the book of Ephesians we just read.
我们怎么样行事才能像个智慧人呢？
How can we act as a wise man?
我想在这里保罗提到三方面。
Here Paul mentioned three areas.
他说你们要谨慎行事。
First, you shall walk circumspectly.
你们要爱惜光阴。
You shall redeem the time.
你们要明白主的旨意。
And you need to know the will of God.
我想从这三方面来看，我们到底怎样才像一个智慧人。
So let's consider from these three perspectives how we could become wise people.
我想头一个他说，你们要谨慎行事。
First, you shall walk circumspectly.
我想谨慎行事，也就是说你要走路要小心。
Which means you have to walk carefully.
为什么需要走路小心呢？
Why do you have to walk carefully?
因为在我们周围环境有许多危险，有许多陷阱。
Because there are so many dangers, so many traps around us.
有许多试探的事物会叫我们跌倒，叫我们落到网罗里面。
So many temptations that will cause you to fall into snares.
我们才需要走路小心。
That's why we need to walk carefully.
因为今天仇敌借了各种方式呢，要叫我们不能走，好好走这一条属灵的道路。
Because today our enemy is going to use all kinds of ways to prevent us from walking correctly.
因为这个世界落在那个黑暗的权势底下。
Because the whole world is under the power of darkness.
那我们看不见前面的道路。
So we cannot see the way ahead of us.
因此我们走起路来说，我们更是要小心。
That's why as we walk, we need to be more careful.
我想诗歌里面有一首诗歌，他说何等的不明，何等的可疑。
In our hymn book, there is one hymn that says, How unknowing and how unclear.
怎能行走无所顾忌?
How can I walk fearlessly?
怎能行走无所顾忌?
How can I walk without any care?
我们走这条道路上的时候，你需要有许多的顾忌。
Because as we walk in this way, we have so many cares.
为什么会顾忌呢?
Why is it we have so many cares?
我们生怕跌倒，我们生怕失败。
We're afraid of to fail. We're afraid to fall.
我们生怕走错路。
We're afraid that we walk into the wrong
way. 因为何等的不明亮，何等的有许多困惑我们的事情。
So many things that simply puzzle us, so we are so unclear.
所以在这个地上行走的时候，我们实在需要非常谨慎、非常小心的。
That's why as we walk in this world, we have to be very careful. We have to walk circumspectly.
所以在这个谨慎里面，我们怎么知道如何往前走呢？
Then how do we proceed in this carefulness?
如何生活在这个地上呢？
How do we live in this world?
我想头一个，我们实在需要有光。
First, we need to have the light.
因为走路最重要就是要有光。
Because the foremost important thing as you walk.
才能够看见路。
Because you need the light for you to
see the way. 才能够知道方向在哪里。
To know where is your direction.
往圣经里面讲到行事，就是讲到我们生活。
Now, when the Bible says to walk, which means to live. In this world.
所以在我们生活里面，我们实在需要有神的光。
So in our life, we need the light from God.
神的话就是我们脚前灯路上的光。
And God's word is the light to our feet and the light on the road.
在我们许多顾忌里面，许多不敢行的事物上，我们实在需要神的话来引领我们。
We need God's word to lead us in the midst of all our cares, in the midst of all our darkness.
我们才不会跌倒。
So that we won't fall.
当然有我们主的话在这里照亮的时候，我们就知道如何生活，如何行事。
Now, if we have the word of a light which enlightens us, then we know how to walk. We know how to walk.
我们就不会随意在那里过生活。
We would not live our life carelessly.
我们才有一个智慧的那个判断的能力。
And then we have this wisdom to discern.
我们知道在箴言书里面也有一句话这样说。
In the book of Proverbs, we also see this.
他说耶和华赐人智慧、知识、聪明。
The Lord gives man wisdom, intelligence, and prudence.
这些都是从他口中出来。
All this came from the mouth of the Lord.
从神的口中出来，就从神的话里面出来。
Which means from His word.
神的话就给我们有智慧。
So God's word gives us wisdom.
神的话就给我们有知识，给我们有聪明。
His word gives us intelligence and His word gives us prudence.
知道如何生活在这个世代里面。
So we know how to live in this world.
所以有时候我们听到一些弟兄姊妹他做见证。
So many times we heard testimonies from brothers and sisters.
他信主以后他说他变聪明了。
That they say after they believe in the Lord, they became wise.
我想这是一个很真实的一种经历。
I believe this is a true experience.
我想他要聪明，不是说他信了主以后他读书读得比别人更好，比别人更优秀，好像能力更强。
The understanding, the intelligence they have now is not making them more smart than other people when they study at school or they work at their jobs.
而是因为他信了主以后，好像他里面有那种智慧。
But as after they believe in the Lord, within them there is now wisdom.
还没有信主之前，他做了许多一面的事情。
Before they believe in the Lord, they did so many foolish things.
结果他信了主以后，他知道那些事情不该做了。
Now, after they believe in the Lord, they now have the wisdom to know not to do them.
他想到他从前犯了许多罪，许多不该行的事情，他觉得说怎么那么笨，那么愚昧会做那些事情呢？
Now, they come to understand how foolish they were when they committed all the sins and the things they were not supposed to do.
因为他信了主，有那个光了。
Because they now believe in the Lord and they have the light.
他光他就看见他从前所行所为原来都是一些愚昧的事情。
This light enables him to see that all the foolish things they have done.
因为主的生命进到他里面，主的智慧就进到他里面。
And because now the Lord's wisdom, the Lord's life has entered into him.
所以我想在一个新的年日里面，我们常常需要常常来到神话语的面前。
So in these new days of the new year, let's all come to God's word.
当我们有主的话，我们就知道在这条道路上该向左，该向右。
Because once we have the word of God in us, we know where to turn, to the right or to the left.
我们就不容易跌倒。
We will not fall that easily.
我们就不容易落到罪恶里面。
We will not fall into sin that easily.
在擘饼以后，弟兄鼓励说，我们今天要开始一个读经的计划。
Now after communion service, our brother encourage us to have a new plan for reading the Bible.
我想当我们常去读主的话的时候，
As we come to study God's word often,
主的话就会指引我们该走的道路。
The Lord's word will guide us along the way.
因为主的话就是我们生活的一个准则。
Because His word is the very principle by which we live.
今天地上的人也有他生活方式，生活原则。
Now today in the world, people all have their ways to live, their principles to stick by.
但是基督徒的生活准则在哪里呢？
But Christian standards and ways of life, where are they?
那是神的话。
It's God's word.
所以若是我们有主的话，我们走起路来的时候，我们就非常稳妥。
So if we have God's word in us, then we will walk very steadily.
我们在那里走的时候，我们就知道我们前面是明亮的，是光明的。
As we walk along, we know our way is bright, and we know where we're going.
我们也知道我们要往哪里去。
We know where we'll be heading to.
我们就知道我们为什么要生活在这个地上。
And we also know why we live in this world.
所以保罗他说，我们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人。
So Paul says that you should walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise.
生活像从前没有得救那一种的光景。
You shall not walk as before you haven't been saved.
我想第二方面，他说要爱惜光阴。
And the second point is that you should redeem the time.
我们知道光阴是什么呢？
What is time?
我想光阴不只是代表一段的时间而已。
It not only represents a period of time.
光阴也是表明一种生命。
It also indicates the life.
我们知道神给我们许多年日，那就是神给我们许多生命。
Now, as the Lord gives us so many days, He gives us all this life.
一个人若是没有生命，那他年日就终止了。
If a person does not have a life, his days of time are finished.
所以光阴不单是一段时间而已，光阴乃是生命。
So time is not only a segment of time, but also is life.
我想每一个人都爱惜宝贵他自己的生命。
We know everyone loves and cherishes his own time.
今天世界上也常说我们要享受人生，享受生命。
So the world is telling us we should enjoy our life, we should enjoy our time.
那就是说他们要好好利用时间，他们吃喝玩乐，满足他们肉体的需要。
So they're making the most of their time, they're eating, drinking, and satisfying all the needs of their flesh.
这就是他们享受人生，享受生命。
This is how they enjoy life, enjoy their time.
我们读圣经的时候，圣经也告诉我们说，我们要享受生命。
The Bible also tells us that we should enjoy our life.
在彼得前书那里告诉我们。
First Peter tells us.
他说，人若爱生命，要领受那个美福。
If anyone desires life and enjoy good.
我想那个享受美福的直接可以把它翻译说，就你若是盼望有个美好的时光。
Which says that if you're hoping to have a wonderful, enjoyable time.
你要享受你人生，享受你生病呢，你要享受你有一个美好的时光。
If you want to enjoy your life, your wonderful time.
他底下就告诉我们说，那怎样你才能享受这些人生美好时光呢？
Then he tells you how you can reach this.
他说你需要禁你的舌头不出恶言。
You have to refrain from evil tongues.
你的嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Refrain your lips from deceitfulness.
要离恶行善。
And you should depart from evil, do good.
要追求和睦，一心追赶。
You should pursue peace and pursue peace.
神的应许，我们要享受人生，享受这个生命。
God has promised us to enjoy our life.
享受这美好一段一个时光，享他的福气。
To enjoy this wonderful time that He has given us, all this good day.
那么怎么样享受人生呢？
Now, how can we enjoy our life?
不是世人那一种的想法观念。
This is different from what the worldly view.
我们要享受美好时光，就要过一个敬虔的生活。
If we want to enjoy our life, we have to lead a godly life.
我们要洁净我们口舌，洁净我们嘴唇。
We have to cleanse our tongues, our lips.
我们要追求过一个圣洁的生活。
We have to pursue a holy life.
这就是基础，享受人生。
And this is how Christians enjoy their life.
若是一个人活在罪恶里面，他就没办法享受那美好的时光。
A person who lives in sin can never enjoy his wonderful time.
所以一个人若是在一个金钱里面过生活，他就享受神更多的恩典。
So a person, if he lives in godly life, he can enjoy more of God.
享受神更多的祝福。
Enjoy more blessing from God.
他就知道在地上不会随便浪费时间。
And he knows not to waste time while he is in this world.
不会把他那个时间，把他生命花在那些无意义上的无意义的事物上。
He knows not to spend his time, his life on worthless things.
不会把他生命投身在这个短暂的事物上。
He knows not to invest his life in all these short things.
他会把他时光，把他生命放在那永远有价值的事物上。
He will invest his time, his life on the eternal things that which has the value.
他知道这个时间，这个生命是神所赐给他的。
He knows this life is given to him by God.
他用他时间来追求那上好的福分。
So he is pursuing the good things with his limited time.
这样他就可以在地上享受那个人生。
And then this is how he enjoys his life in this world.
享受美福。
This is how he enjoys good.
这是基础的人生。
This is the outlook of our Christian life.
这是神所要让我们过的这种生活。
This is the kind of life Christians should live.
这是真正智慧人所要享受的生活。
And this is how wise men enjoy their lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是要宝贝神给我们地上的还有许多年日。
Brothers and sisters, we really treasure all the days remaining for us from God.
因为这实在是像生命一样，是极其宝贵的。
Because all these times are just like life, which is so precious.
所以光阴一方面是代表生命。
So time on the one hand represents life.
我想光阴也常代表是一种机会。
On the other hand, it also represents opportunities.
我们前面说，好像时间过得非常快，我们抓不住。
We just mentioned that time runs by like shadows, we cannot get hold of it.
一方面好像抓不住，但是好像神也给我们很多机会。
On the one hand, we feel we cannot get hold of the time, but on the other hand, God has already given us so many opportunities.
每一个机会都是我们蒙恩的一个机会。
And every opportunity is the opportunity to receive grace from Him.
所以一个智慧人，他就能够善用他的时间。
So a wise person can make the most of his time.
他不会让他的时间就轻易这样就过去了。
He will not allow his time to pass by so easily.
我们知道有很多弟兄姊妹要上班开车，很远。
We know a lot of people, brothers and sisters, drive a long way to go to work.
但是他们抓住机会，他们在车上开车的时候，他们就听录音带。
So, but they make the most of their driving time while they're driving, they listen to the tapes.
结果我们就看见他时间上好像是在路上跑，结果他时间他没有浪费掉。
Time-wise, they're driving on the road, but actually they haven't wasted any minute of it.
他没有这样白白就过去。
They have not allowed the time to pass by with no
因为他能够抓住那个机会。
They now simply grasped this opportunity.
就是抓住那个时间。
To grip the time.
他能够把握时间，好好听主的话。
They make the most of the time and listen to the Lord.
我们常常听见有些弟兄姊妹说，我们实在听得太多了。
A lot of times we hear brothers and sisters saying that we've heard so much.
我们不需要多听。
We don't need to listen to it anymore.
我们听太多，我们做太少。
We heard so much, but we have done so little.
我们常引用雅各书的话，告诉我们说，不单单听到，也要行道。
So we often use recite the book of James, say that we should not only listen to the word, but also be doers of the word.
雅各不是说告诉我们不要听。
James is not saying do not hear, do not listen to it.
他说你只要不要单单听到。
But he says, do not be merely a hearer of the word.
我们是在承认我们是在行道太少了。
We confess that we really have done the word of God so little.
但是我们常常不觉得我们听到太少了。
But we should not fear that, we should not feel that we have heard too little.
我们觉得听得太多，听那么多有什么用呢？
We should not feel that, well, this is...Enough for my hearing.
我想
What's the use
我们有这样感觉表明说好像我们知道很多我们不需要再听了。
If you say so, it signifies your feeling is that you have known much then without the need to hear it anymore.
我想我们弟兄姊妹很多都认识那何广明弟兄。
I think a lot of our brothers and sisters know brother 何广明。
他是一个非常很会读圣经的一个人。
He's the one who really knows how to study the Bible.
我记得二十几年前，他到一个地方，参加一个夏令会。
I remember more than 20 years ago, he went to a summer conference.
那结束以后，他就到我家住了两天。
And after that, he came to my house, to stay for 2 days.
那我就请教那个何弟兄说，怎么样读圣经。
And I sought advice from him as to how to study the Bible.
他说要多听到。
And he says, he simply says, listening to the messages.
我实在不太能够领会他那句话意思。
I couldn't understand what he was saying.
我问他说怎样读圣经，他说要多听到。
I asked him how to study the Bible. He told me to listen to the messages.
我想慢慢年日过来以后。
But as the years passed by,
我稍微能够体会弟兄那句话。
I seemed to understand a little bit of what he was saying.
因为常常在听主的话里面，好像我们里面就容易开窍。
It is a lot of time that as we listen to the word of God, God will give us this heart of understanding.
好像在人的交通话里面，我们就是在从光中呢能够得见光。
And also in the fellowship among brothers and sisters, we are able to see light in light.
所以后来我到搬到另外地方去。
Later on, I moved to another place.
我在那个一个在一个聚会里面。
And at one gathering.
在那里有一个年长弟兄在那里给一些同工上课。
Now, one elderly brother was sharing with some of his co-workers.
我就把那个弟兄差不多过去十年在那里上课的那些录音带来，我一个一个拿出来听。
So I simply took out all the cassette tapes that I had during the past over 10 years. The speeches were given by this brother.
有时候一天我听了好几个小时。
Sometimes many hours I will listen to the tapes.
后来我到纽泽西以后
，After I moved to New Jersey，
就把当时我们聚会过去五年的那些录音带，我也是很快就把它听完。
And I also listened to all the cassette tapes from my past congregation for the past 5 years. I just heard it once all.
你说听了那么多道，你记得多少呢
？Now, after you heard all of these messages, how much have you got it?
什么都记不住了。
I suppose you didn't get any of it after
all these years. 所以我们常说，我读那么多圣经，我听那么多道，什么都忘光了。
So people say, after I heard all these messages, I read all these verses,
有什么用处呢？
But I simply forgot them all. What's the point?
有弟兄告诉我们。
But some brother told us this.
他说，我们好像有时候像一个煮了男子一样。
Sometimes we're just like a basket made out of bamboo.
好像这个男子不能够承受那个水，不能把水那个留住。
Although the basket cannot hold the water,
但是你常常从把水倒进去这个男子
，but as you often pour water into the basket,
常常冲这个男子
，often shower it with water,
这男子就越过越洁净
，the basket will become cleaner and cleaner as the years go by.
我想神的话也是一样。
Likewise, this is the same with God's word.
神的话有个洁净的功用。
God's word has this cleansing power.
我们在那边听，我们在那边读的时候
，as we listen to the word, as we hear the word,
不一定明白很多，不一定记得很多。
Maybe we don't necessarily remember much of it.
但是我们弟兄姊妹都有这样经历，好像我们这样读神的话、听神的话，所以我们里面觉得非常清爽、非常舒服。
But we all have this same experience. As we listen to the word, as we study the word, we feel there is this refreshing. feeling in us.
好像里面结会很明亮。
And this is a bright, a sense of brightness.
一些不好思想意念，一些不好东西就这样被冲走了。
And all the evil thoughts and the evil desires seem to be washed away.
被洗干净了。
To be cleansed.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是神话的宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, this is the preciousness of God's word.
我们实在需要常读神的话，听神的话。
So we need to hear God's word and study His word more often.
彼得他是雅各哥，他是告诉我们说，你们要快快的听。
James tells us you should hear quickly.
我想快快的听就是你要多听。
Which tells us I should listen to it more.
你要常常的听。
Listen to it often.
弟兄姊妹，都是我们常常听，多多听，自然而然，神的话在里面慢慢就发生了果效了。
Brothers and sisters, if we listen to God's word quickly and more often, God's word will bring out its function in us.
慢慢我们借这样听，这样看，我们对主的话就慢慢多有点领会了。
And through hearing, through reading God's word, we can come to more understanding of His word.
所以我们看弟兄姊妹，有很多弟兄姊妹，他真是会抓住那个机会。
So many brothers and sisters really know how to get hold of, make most of the opportunity.
有的人他在车上就放一本小本的圣经，在口袋放一本小本的圣经。
Some people would put a small size Bible into their pockets.
他们等车上面有时候在看病等医生的时候，他就把那个圣经，把那个属灵书籍，他就拿出来读，拿出来看。
So while they are waiting in a doctor's office or waiting for buses, they would just take out whatever in their pocket, whether it's spiritual books or not. This is all the manifestation of wisdom. They are really making the most of their time.
他不会让那段时间好像就这样白白就溜过去。
They would not allow that period of time simply to slip away.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是需要有这样的智慧。
So brothers and sisters, we do this kind of need this kind of wisdom.
我们在抓住神给我们各种的机会，各种的时间，我们好好来追求认识主。
Let's get hold of and make most of all the opportunities which the Lord has given to us.
所以保罗说，你们要爱惜光阴。
Therefore, Paul says, make the most of your time.
我想这个爱惜呢，原文的意思就是说赎回。
To make the most of time in its original means to redeem the time.
我们知道今天地上很多事情过去以后，你就没有办法把它赎回来了。
So many worldly things, once they pass away, you can never redeem them again.
时间是不能再倒转的。
Time can never be turned back.
所以有时候我们做错一些事情，我们都盼望说，若是时间重新再来的话，我就不会这样做。
So that's why we regretted a lot of times saying that if the time can be turned around one more time, the clock can be turned around one more time, I would never have done this.
我们可以在那懊悔，但是时间它不可能再重新回来。
We may regret all our beings, but the time, the clock will never be turned around.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank our God.
我们基督徒时间是可以把赎回来的。
That we Christians can actually redeem the time.
好像也可以把它倒转回来的。
As though we can turn the clock back.
望属灵事情不像地上的事情。
Now spiritual matters are not like worldly matters.
神应许我们可以时间把它赎回来。
God has promised us to redeem the time.
在耶尔书那里告诉我们。
In the book of Joel, we read.
他说那些蝗虫男子那些茧虫蚱蜢吃掉那些日子呢，我要补还给你们。
All those years which have been eaten by the swarming locusts, by the crawling locusts, by the consuming locusts, and by the chewing locusts, I will restore to you.
以色列百姓因为犯罪得罪神。
Now all the Israelites have sinned and offended God.
他们在那边敬拜偶像。
Now they were worshipping idols.
就神就兴起仇敌来攻击他们。
So God raised up their enemies to attack them.
他们许多年日他们不是在那边侍奉神。
All those years they did not worship God.
都被那仇敌吃掉了。
All those years were eaten by their enemies.
但是神应许他们。
But God had promised them.
若是你们回转归向我。
If you return and come back to me.
那些被仇敌吃掉那些年日，我还在回补还给你们。
I will restore all those years which have been eaten by your enemies.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个极大的应许。
Oh, brothers and sisters, what an exceeding great promise this is.
那补回是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to redeem?
那些失去的那个日子，神还要好像要再重新的赐给我们。
All those lost days, God will bring back to you again.
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us this.
神看千日如一日，千年如一日。
God sees a thousand years as one day.
一日如千年。
And a day as a thousand years.
也许许多年日我们就这样浪费失去了。
Maybe we have wasted away so many days.
但什么时候我们回到神面前来？
But whenever we return to God.
我们在那好好服侍追求主。
Whenever we serve Him and pursue Him.
也许我们在那边年日在地上年日剩下不多。
Even with our worldly days being left so little.
但是我们把那些有限年日好好来奉献给主。
But still, if we dedicate all the remaining days to the Lord,
在神面前呢，神要把那一天呢当作千年来看待。
And before God, He's going to count one day as a thousand years.
这就是一日如千年。
This is what it means, a thousand years as one day, a day as a thousand years.
这就是补还给我们。
This is to redeem your time.
所以我想属灵追求永远是不会太迟的。
So spiritual pursuit will never be too late.
每一天开始的时候都是神赐给我们新的日子。
Now every day you have is the day that God has given to you.
每一年开始的时候都是神给我们一个新的起头。
Now every beginning of the year is the beginning of the new year which is given to you by God.
不管我们过去多少年日已经失去了。
No matter how many days or years you have lost.
多少年日都被那些蝗虫蚱蜢吃掉了。
No matter how many days which have already been eaten by
locusts. 我们许多年日都是浪费在世界许多事物里面。
No matter how many days you have wasted away in worldly affairs.
但是只要什么时候我们一回到主的面前来。
But whenever you return to Lord,
我们好好把握每一天每时刻。
Whenever you make the most of every moment time you have,
神说要把这些失去的年日再重新赐给我们。
The Lord says, I will restore to you all the days has been lost.
神在计算我们地上年日的时候呢，不是只计算好像最后那些年日而已。
As the Lord counts the days of our lifetime, He is not only counting what's the end of your lifespan on earth.
也许在世人看，好像我们在地上年日也是非常短暂。
From the worldly perspective, people would say, "Well, your days on earth are very short, also."
并且大部分的时间好像都消耗在这个世界上许多事物里面。
And most of your time have been wasted on worldly affairs anyway.
但是若是我们真是有三年五年，真是好好奉献给主。
But if only we have this 3 or 5 years being dedicated to the Lord.
神看到三五年，可能是300-500年。
The Lord sees those 3 or 5 years, maybe just like 300 or 500 years.
3,000-5,000 years.
3,000 or 5,000 years more.
神数算人地上年日，不是跟着根据我们地上落生的年日来算。
God does not number our days as we number our days.
那是根据我们那些年日在神面前有多少的价值。
But it's according to how much meaning of our days on earth before Him.
所以说我们要像个智慧人，要爱惜光阴。
So Paul says we should be wise to redeem the time.
好叫我们能够好好善用神所给我们的年日。
So that we can make the most of every minute of time that God has given to us.
哇，这就是摩西的祷告。
And this is exactly the Moses prayer.
他说求神叫我们数算自己地上的年日。
He says, Lord, teach us to number the day, our days.
好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So that we would gain this heart of wisdom.
当人在数算自己地上年日的时候。
As a person numbers his earthly days.
他发现日子是何等的短暂，何等快速这样过去。
He would realize how transitory, how fast his time has been.
他里面就用智慧，他就知道要来抓住每一个时刻。
Then he would have this wisdom to get hold of, to grasp every minute he has left.
所以保罗说爱惜光阴。
So Paul says, redeem the time.
第三个，他说要不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意。
Now, the third perspective is that we should not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
一个智慧人乃是一个明白神旨意的一个人。
A wise man is the person who understands God's will.
不要做一个糊涂人。
Do not be foolish.
我想糊涂人不是一个愚昧人。
Do not be unwise. To be unwise may not necessarily be foolish.
一个愚昧人呢，是一个不信神的人。
Instead, this is a person who does not believe in the Lord.
一个信主的人都是一个智慧人。
A person who believes in the Lord is a wise man.
但是有时候一个智慧人，他有时候会做一些糊涂事。
But then again, a wise man sometimes does some foolish, unwise things.
有时候不小心、不谨慎呢，他就犯了错。
Well, accidentally, he might commit some sins or offended someone.
所以有时候我们听到人说，讲一个人说他这个是那么聪明，有智慧人怎么会做那种糊涂事呢？
There's a lot of times we would make such comments saying, a wise person as he is, how could he make such a foolish mistake?
就他智慧来说，他不可能做那种事的。
According to his wisdom, he should never have done that kind of thing.
结果他还是做了。
But still, he did it.
因为他糊涂了。
Because he simply became unwise.
一时的糊涂。
This is just for a short period of time. He was
unwise.
So we, although we should, we're not fools, but we should never be unwise. A person who is unwise is the person who doesn't understand God's will. He doesn't understand why the Lord has saved him. And he doesn't know why he is a Christian. He only knows that his sins are forgiven. That's all he knows. He doesn't know how he should walk in this world. And simply, unwisely, he just lives his life. Because he doesn't understand God's will.
我们知道圣经里面也记载一个以色列一个王扫罗。
Now, the Bible records an Israelite king, Saul, King Saul.
当非利士人来攻打以色列人的时候,
when the Philistines came to attack the Israelites,
他想撒母耳还没有来，他就急着呢，就自己在那边献上燔祭。
Now, the prophet Samuel hadn't come to him, so he was in such a hurry to burnt offering himself.
他看仇敌已经进来攻击他，里面心里紧张，他就自己在那献祭。
Because he saw his enemies attacking him, and he was nervous, he simply offered the burnt offering.
所以当撒母耳来的时候，就对他说：“你做糊涂事。”
Samuel came, he said, you've done foolish things.
你没有遵从耶和华的吩咐。
You did not obey the voice of the Lord.
因为献祭不是君王的事情。
Because to offer sacrifices is not a king's matter.
献祭呢是祭司的工作。
Instead, it's the work of priests.
我想扫罗在那个时候，他想说，我在献祭来祷告，求神的帮助。
Well, King Saul was thinking, I was offering burnt offerings, and I was asking for God's help.
但他却不知道这个工作不是他该做的。But
he did not realize that this is the job he shouldn't have done.
他没有照神的旨意去行。He
did not walk according to God's will.
所以撒母耳说你做糊涂事。Oh,
so Samuel said you have done foolish things.
他成为糊涂人。
King Paul has become unwise.
所以当我们在地上生活行事的时候，我们真是要学习更多明白主的旨意。So
as we walk in this world, we really have to learn to understand the will of God.
我想圣经里面也讲到神许多的旨意。Now
in the Bible, it talks about so many the will of God.
我想弟兄告诉我们说，神只有个永远的旨意。Now,
we know that God only has one eternal purpose.
神呼召我们这些人。
God has called all of us.
就是有一天要把我们这些人磨成他儿子的形象。
So that one day we will all be conformed to the image of his son.
好，叫我们与他儿子相配。
So that we will be compatible with his son.
这是神唯一的旨意。
This is God's only purpose.
或是说是神永远的一个目的。
And this is his eternal goal.
这是神一个目标。
And this is God's eternal purpose.
这不是这个旨意，这个目的不是要我们来遵行的。
Now this purpose, this destination is not for us to observe or to obey.
我们常常把神的旨意跟这个混在一起。
We often mistake God's purpose for his will.
我想圣经里面的确有许多神的旨意需要我们来遵行。
In the Bible, it talks about a lot of will of God.
我想圣经告诉我们说，我们要圣洁，像神一样。
The Bible tells us that we should be holy as God.
圣经也告诉我们说，我们要在主里常常有喜乐，这都是神在耶稣基督里面所定的一个旨意。
And also, the Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord, and this is all the will of God in Christ Jesus.
神在我们生活形式里面有许多旨意要我们来遵行。
God has a lot of will for our daily lives that we should walk in them.
而这些，对我们遵行这些神这许多旨意的目的是为了什么呢？
And what's the purpose of all of our obeying God's will in so many matters?
就是要达到神呼召我们那个旨意那个目的。
It's all for reaching to the very purpose when God calls us.
借着周遭发生许多事情，要把我们这个人改变成为他儿子的形象。
Through all the things happening around us, God will use them to conform us to the image of His Son.
这样，头一个我们需要明白神的旨意，就是说神为什么呼召我们。
So first we have to understand why is God has called us.
神在我们身上有一个极大的一个目的。
And He has a very great purpose in us.
哇，这就是罗马书第八章那里所告诉我们神永远唯一的旨意。
And this is what's being spelled out in Romans 8, God's only eternal purpose.
我们在先有这样认识以后，我们才知道说在神话里面许多对我们许多要求许多期待那是目的是为了什么
It's only after we have understanding of this very purpose then we would come to know all the expectations all the demands in the Bible
我们为什么在地上需要过一个敬虔的生活
Why is we have to lead a godly life in this world
这个就是为了达到神那永远的目的
This is all for reaching to God's eternal purpose
只有智慧人他才会常常来到神面前来寻求神。
And only wise man will come to God and seek His eternal purpose.
我们看见当保罗他蒙恩的那一个时刻。
Now we know after Paul is saved, after he is saved by grace.
他头一个问说：“主啊，你是谁
？”First he asks, Lord, who are you?
当主告诉他说：“我就是你所逼迫的那撒勒耶稣。
”I am when the Lord says, I am Jesus of Nazareth.Whom you are persecuting.
第二个问题，他马上问说：“主啊，我当做什么
？”And the second thing Paul asked, "What should I do?"
他马上要寻求主的旨意。
Right away, he wanted to seek God's will.
当他认识主耶稣他是谁的时候
，After he knew who God Jesus was,
他知道这位主是他生命的主。
He knew that this Lord is the Lord of life.
保罗他就是。就知道他一生里面就要寻求主到底要他做什么。
So he knew that all his life he needed to seek this Lord in reference to his will for Paul.
他要明白主的旨意。
He wanted to know God's will for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，头一个我们要认识我们主是谁。
So first, brothers and sisters, let's know who the Lord is.
当我们认识我们主是那至高荣耀的神。
After we have come to know that our Lord is the most glorious God.
他呼召我们是为了什么？
And then we come to know why he called us.
我们才底下有第二问题，主啊，我当做什么
？And the second question we have then is, Lord, what should we do?
我们才会来寻求主的旨意，在地上该如何行事为人
？And we will come to seek His will, so we know how to lead our life in this world.
求神是恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
我们感谢神，今天基督成为我们里面的智慧。
We thank God that today Christ has become wisdom in us.
但是我们更是需要求主更多怜悯我们。
But we need to ask God to be more merciful to us.
那我们在新的年日一开头的时候
，So in the beginning of this new year,
我们真是里面有一个盼望，有一个祷告。
In us, we all have this hope. We all have this prayer.
真是我们行事为人，真是能够像智慧人一样。
So that we would walk circumspectly as wise men.
那我们能够在地上。的生活都能够讨主的欢喜
，so that all our earthly life will be pleasing to Him.
求神恩待我们。
Oh, may the Lord be gracious to us.
当我们有这样信念的时候，我想神会把那个属灵的智慧、属天的智慧赐给我们。
As long as we have this desire, then the Lord will give us this spiritual wisdom and revelation.
那我们在地上能够谨慎行事。
So that we would walk carefully.
生活在他面前。
And we will live in his presence.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord show his grace to us.
弟兄们，做结束吧。
Brother, would you please conclude this message with the prayer?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主实在谢谢你常常把这个话语放在我们当中。
Lord, we really thank you because you so often place your word in us.
实在是不单是借着话语，在你的恩典，我们常常被你来成全。
Not only we are perfected through your word in your grace.
主叫我们满有基督长成的身量。
But also we will all grow to the stature of the measure of the fullness of Christ.
我们再次真是愿意那个，你把那个启示灵放在我们当中。
Oh Lord, we pray that once again you would place your spirit of revelation in us.
这是叫我们真是能够真知道你。
so that we would really know you.
叫我们里面眼睛真是能够知道你恩召的这个何等指望。
So that our, the eyes of our hearts are enlightened to know what is the hope of your calling.
并且你要在我们当中得的基业是有何等的荣耀。
To know what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in your saints.
更是知道你的能力是有何等浩大。
And to know what is the vastness of your power in us.
好，叫我们真是能够谨慎行事。
So that we could walk circumspectly.
更是爱惜光阴。
And to redeem the time.
多多来明白你的旨意。
To understand more of your will in us.
主再把那个不止息的话放在我们当中。
Oh Lord, give us your unceasing word in us.
圣灵再来向我们显示。
Holy Spirit, once again reveal to us.
主叫我们也有顺服的心在你面前。
So that we would have this obedient heart in your presence.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣圣名来祈求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. 我们请把手中的周报我们。